T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've got a big Friday show for you guys.
That was KT Levinston production out of you there.
Just brought the whole damn thing to a screeching halt. We really were cooking with gas there, too.
We were vibing. It's fun to be out and about. The bar's not quite open yet. It'll be open shortly, but some of the advances... Obviously, I just don't go to as many bars as I used to. I didn't know you could buy dip as if, you know, they always had the cigarette stations, right? And the cigarette station's just right there. You could buy cigarettes. Then they took those away. And now you could just say there's a whole section over there where you can just buy whatever dip you want. It's incredible.
You know what I love about this?
Absolutely incredible.
You can get a drink here, you can get dip, and next door there's a dispensary.
Tattoo place right there, too, door.
Oh, man. You could just work your way over.
They were doing sales because of Halloween. And I was like, who waits to get a sale and a discount on your tattoo? Is that a thing?
They're
expensive. I mean, you might as well wait.
Probably the guy who waited to Halloween to go see if there were any outfits that would fit him.
Maybe. Last minute.
That would, like, make sense. Maybe somebody like me. Well, but again, with a bar and then a dispensary right next to each other, it can literally be any of you. But... We did have the Kevin Stefanski show yesterday, and it was interesting. Like he made some comments. He was asked kind of about the passing game, and we're actually gonna play the first bit of sound here, which is what he likes from Dylan Gabriel so far.
You know, big picture, young quarterbacks are going to have, you know, struggles at times in a game, could be a quarter, whatever it is. And obviously you hope with these young guys that they're all continuing to get better. And I know the quarterback position gets magnified in that discussion as well. But you're trying to just stack days. You're trying to stack games on top of each other. And I think there's been some really good moments. I think there's things that we can do better around him. And again, I put that on me and the coaches and certainly his teammates where we can support him. And then when it's there, we got to trust that he'll let it rip and we'll come away with that play that we're just not making at this moment in that game to flip the game.
So I would say if you're going to talk about his play, you should probably say more than, yes, there are some things that we like about what he's done, because the most telling part of all of this is, you know, when those moments arrive, he's got to let it rip.
Yeah, and we have not seen him let it rip, and clearly this is Stefanski being frustrated. I wondered at what point we would start to see Kevin Stefanski almost turn on Dylan Gabriel. That seems like that might have been the first crack of that discussion, though, Nick, because that was I'm doing my job well, Dylan's not doing his.
Yeah, and it's interesting, because there was even more. He was talking, it is another part of Kevin Stefanski from the coaches show yesterday, talking about how to get more vertical in the passing game.
As we do this week and during the bye week, you watch all these plays together and you're kicking yourself because it's one thing here and then it's one thing there where it's just stopping you from hitting those shots. They're there. They will continue to be there. But we have to do our job. Again, it's not a player thing. It's an all of us thing. We have to do our job in terms of making sure that everybody's where they're supposed to be and then we can start to hit these shots.
All right. So Kevin Stefanski's never going to come out and be like, guys, Dylan Gabriel, booty cheeks, I have made an alarming mistake. He gave you breadcrumbs, though.
Yeah.
And I think if you go with, he's got to let it rip, and then you compare it to the plays are there, Kevin might be saying, well, it's, you know, it's 11 out of 11, right? It's on the coaches too. He's clearly saying Dylan, the how to get more vertical is Dylan Gabriel letting it rip and making plays.
Yeah, the plays are there is the biggest sign that Stefanski is blaming Dylan Gabriel for all of this and taking no responsibility for himself in this, which maybe, I don't know, maybe at some point we need to talk about the lack of accountability attached to a smart, tough, accountable man like Kevin Stefanski in this conversation. But he clearly wants to let everyone know that he is scheming and doing his job while Dylan Gabriel's not doing his.
Yeah, I mean, I think at some point it's obvious, right? Like, you remember the issues I had with the Miami game where mm-hmm. the plays were there to be made. He either didn't see them or wasn't comfortable taking a wide-open shot. And like Quinshon Judkins, 5 yards from the end zone or 10 yards from the end zone.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like, I definitely have talked to enough people who heard this who felt like Kevin Stefanski bust-tossed Dylan Gabriel. I actually give Kevin Stefanski credit for just not lying to your face anymore.
Well, I mean, he's at the part of his job and the idea here with the Browns where he needs to make sure that he wins a lot more of these press conferences than he doesn't. And he's got to make sure everyone knows that he can still do this job at a high level because we are on – this is quarterback 12. We're on an insanely high number of quarterbacks, and I've never heard him speak this way about a quarterback. Now, do you think Joe Flacco was missing guys deep? Because I'd argue that Joe Flacco wasn't really given a chance to throw the ball deep. So that's where this kind of is a little interesting.
Flacco was just missing him on the intermediate.
Yeah, well, but then also, like, if you did such a great job of scheming people open and you had all these deep shots, why didn't you let Flacco then take the deep shots? Because he went to Cincinnati and then instantly started throwing the ball deep.
Where I think it matters is I don't think Kevin's wrong. I think there are guys open. And in fairness, I think there were guys open with Joe Flacco. I just think I really do think Dylan's holding himself back. Now, the other question is, do you really want Dylan Gabriel, after what we saw this last week, to rip it and grip it?
Yeah, because the one time he did, he just threw it right into the defender's hands.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We want to hear from you guys today. Of course, we're on YouTube all show long. Check us out there. We'll get the phone lines up and running here, but when you hear what Kevin Stefanski just had to say, and we're going to play it again when we come back, is Kevin Stefanski starting to turn on Dylan Gabriel? I think he might just be being honest and not lying about what we're all clearly seeing. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Chris Fedor coming up at 4:20. We've got Daryl Ryder coming up at 6. Is Kevin Stefanski starting to turn on Dylan Gabriel and Dylan Gabriel's side of the aisle in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan? Two things on Halloween. One, Byron on the YouTube channel, 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel chat, said, I should have dressed up as Chewbacca. Such a fail. I would make an incredible Chewbacca. But the problem the problem would be the mask. That'd be
the biggest
problem.
You couldn't talk during the mask.
Or I would just have to do like the Teen Wolf. I'd maybe trim my beard and just glue it on my face.
There's a lot of different ways you could have gone. I have no recommendations for you though, because I think anyone that I think the chat or myself does, it's just gonna be insulting, is it not?
Well, no, but here's the thing with Chewbacca, with Wolverine, I'd be Fat Wolverine.
Yeah.
All right. With Iron, it's Fat Iron Man, Fat Batman. Large individual.
Yeah.
So unless I went as like a large individual or just Chewbacca, I think it might be the one thing where it's not like they're gonna be like, oh, it's Fat Chewbacca. It's just gonna be Chewbacca.
Yeah.
He's an immense Wookiee.
Yeah. Then no, it works. I you have logic here. I see your logic.
See? Thank you, Byron. Next year, I want to be Chewbacca. It's going to take about 12 months for them to stitch together a costume that will fit me, but we'll do it. And then Corey with a K on Twitter, at Jay Peterlin, at Nick Wilson says, your fear of dressing up and then having to announce some serious tragedy reminded us of Al Roker with Mr. Peanut behind him on 9/11.
You can't escape that.
In fairness, that happens once at like that level of, you know, tragedy is like once every 25 years.
I didn't want to say what level of tragedy because I don't want to be like, this is a tragedy and this isn't a tragedy. But you do get the point, do you not?
Like, well, but if it's a localized or regional tragedy, if it's an American tragedy, you'll become a meme.
I mean, really anything. Just imagine, now you want me to bring tragedies into the table here, and I'm not going to do that.
We're not comparing tragedies.
We're not comparing
just simply pointing out.
Tragedies are tragedies. But there are sports tragedies as well, though, that, like, imagine.
Like, think of one. Just name one.
I was thinking of Kobe Bryant dying.
Oof.
Okay. Like, imagine having you the clown it. Suit on.
I was baiting you,
while
but you did it.
Kobe Bryant, you just get the news that Kobe Bryant had passed away, a tragic accident, about as tragic as it gets, and you have to be like, I'm dressed as a clown. Let me tell you about this news, everybody.
Okay, that's the downside that day.
Ooh, brutal.
The positive would be brutal. 5 years later, that's a funny story.
No, thank you. I don't think it ever gets funny. I don't know.
Oh, it's funny. It's, by the way, it's funny in the moment.
Everyone,
it's just you can't
funny
acknowledge
to everybody
the funny.
That isn't you is the problem in the scenario.
That makes it even funnier.
Funny to everybody that isn't. When people think of you, you'd be the guy dressed as a clown delivering Kobe Bryant tragedy news.
Uh-huh.
The same way for some people, I guess that's the Al Roker, Mr. Peanut guy.
By the way, brand recognition. All I heard in what you said was brand recognition.
Yeah. All right.
Now, Kevin Stefanski. In this way, and I actually commend him being honest about this, because I think frustrating...
He's honest, but he's also honest in putting blame to somebody else that isn't Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, I mean, I don't look at him as blame shifting, because he goes out of his way to try and cover it by saying, we all have to do better, and
that
then Dylan's got to rip it and grip it.
So that sounds like the eraser phrase of the whole entire thing, that we all have to be better, and then he clearly points the blame at Dylan and suggests that Dylan needs to be throwing the ball down the field, which, by the way, not a bad suggestion when your A-dot is the lowest of any quarterback in the NFL, and if you just have two eyes, you can see he doesn't throw the ball more than 5 yards.
I think the problem with all of this is I don't look at his bus tossing because it's just so true. Like, honestly, if the clips we had played from the Kevin Stefanski show yesterday were, there's nothing this kid can do better. I mean, he's a young quarterback, and, you know, you can always do better. But, you know, it's everything around him. It just wouldn't be commensurate with logic.
Listen, I don't hate the honesty. In fact, this is probably one of the first times in years we've been able to look at Stefanski and say, wait a second. He's actually telling us the truth when he's talking, and he's giving us something of substance. So there's no part of me that hates that he's doing this, but I do find it interesting. For years, we've not heard him go down this road, use any of these tactics. He's always been a we have to be better guy. We have to be better. We have to be better. And now that was not we have to be better. That was Dylan, you have to be better.
Yeah. Well, no. He does say we have to be better, and then Dylan just has to make the plays down the field.
It was Dylan has to be better.
Yeah.
No one else can be in charge of making Dylan Gabriel throw the ball down the field when as he said in the clip, he's scheming guys wide open down the field.
But the window dressing is important. The window dressing is him trying to still give the benefit of the doubt to, well, he's a young guy. We got a lot going on around him. And listen, by the way, it is mostly Dylan Gabriel. I'll just be very honest. When I watch it, the plays being left on the field, it's mostly Dylan Gabriel in his style of play or his lack of comfort delivering the ball down the field, which, by the way, is not just because he's a young rookie quarterback. This is who he is. He is a check down Charlie. That is where he is comfortable in. And that's part of his ability to make a decision really quickly is how quickly can I dump the ball off. But it's not just Dylan Gabriel.
No.
Like Dylan Gabriel, yesterday, if you had a Jamar Chase across from Dylan Gabriel, I bet you maybe he'd be 5% more comfortable throwing the ball beyond 5 yards.
There's a lot of people that are supposed to be held at blame for how this season has gone and for Dylan Gabriel not having success in the football field. But do you think he's too gun-shy at this point? Dylan is now – his head coach has challenged him to throw the ball down the field. The only time we've seen him do it, it ended in an interception. Did not end well for him. Do you think he's gun-shy now moving forward, or is this the type of thing where – hey, I got thrown in the deep end of the pool, and if I don't even attempt to swim, I'm definitely drowning.
Yeah, I mean, I think from the Browns' standpoint, you're kind of in a no-win situation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because you want to encourage Dylan to rip it and grip it, but you also saw him try to rip it and grip it, and it finally led to turnovers this last weekend. So, like, there's you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And from Dylan's side, like, you're hearing, hey, man, if you see a guy 15 yards down the field, just throw it. Well, they're also probably saying, hey, you see those two turnovers? Those can't happen again.
I know. And you see how you can play with his head. Like, mentally, he's got to be fried thinking about what to do in some of these games. He's going to see the opportunities. He's going to remind – this clip will be in the back of his mind. He's like, I got to take chances. But if the first chance he takes gets picked off again, he's going to go to the sidelines and be like, I don't know what you wanted from me, Kevin. But he's got to take that chance anyway.
I mean,
I can't stress it enough. He's got to take the chance.
This does pave the way for an excuse – to do a soft benching of Dylan Gabriel, right? When you're talking about things like he's just got to rip it and grip it, or, you know, he's putting too much pressure on himself, you can move away from a young quarterback for a short amount of time under that circumstance without it him losing the job.
And suggesting, like, he'll be fine, he can come back in a few weeks, and then, oh yeah, we watched him grow so much in that 3 weeks.
So I don't think Kevin is starting to turn on Gabriel, but do I think that I'm starting to see, like, when Kevin's saying this is as damning as Kevin's ever going to be about a quarterback that he himself drafted, right? He himself has cultivated and wanted to put in this position. So that being said, I do think Kevin is starting to plan for that off-road adventure with Dylan Gabriel, whether it's to Shador or Deshaun Watson or Bailey Zappe or some other guy that is probably not going to do a damn thing. I don't know. But you can at least see that path. This path did not feel reasonable. What did we say yesterday? It's funny. Like, we were talking kind of similarly about this, which is, you know, one half of the dynamic is when it comes to Shador, you have to start hearing them talk Shador up.
Yeah.
Right? Shador's looking great in practice. Shador's taking advantage of every rep that we do give him.
Mm-hmm.
You've started to hear that, by the way.
Yeah.
But the other thing was, you need to hear, hey, the plays are there, right? Dylan needs to go ahead and make these plays when they're there while also not turning the ball over. Well, we have heard that from Kevin Stefanski, including last night, but certainly on Monday and Sunday as well.
Yeah, I think this was important that Stefanski's putting this out there. I do think this shows, for the people that suggested that Dylan's going to have this extremely long leash, this would suggest otherwise. And it's just something we haven't heard from Kevin in a really long time, him talk about a quarterback this way. I think it's very important.
Now, I think the reason it matters is you're doing this going into the bye. I would see no real reason to change your tune on this one. So I think we're officially at a point where if Dylan looks as bad as he did on Sunday in a game that went from incredibly winnable to incredibly unwinnable blowout within about 9 minutes of clock time solely because of the quarterback, I think we have to start putting in the idea that maybe it's time. Hey, maybe it's possible in the right set of circumstances that Shador sees the field mid-game as early as this Jets game if he doesn't rise, if Dylan can't rise to the occasion of playing an awful defense.
Yeah, I mean, halftime has to be on the table. It has to be. You can't look as bad as Dylan has looked. And if they're threatening to go down the field in a very winnable game against the Jets, I mean, it's extremely winnable. If they're threatening and it's, but you just keep seeing Dylan try to throw the ball down the field and not be able to, then I think you have to go to Shador.
I mean, it's going to be interesting. The Jets game should set in the same way that the Patriots game, where that was one of the worst passing defenses in the NFL. That set up for opportunities for Dylan Gabriel to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not. He made negative plays.
Negative plays.
This Jets team is a team that has one win that in all their other games, people have been able to score on them left and right. I know they've got Quinnen Williams. I know they have some talent. But this is a defense that has massively regressed year one of Aaron Glenn. I almost feel like if you cannot make it happen in this game, I don't know what you're doing if you continue to go out there and throw the, especially with Baltimore coming up a week after, where Baltimore looked like finally the old Baltimore last night.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the Patriots game was just eye-opening for Stefanski in ways that it was for a lot of the fans that are watching as well, because they're just so bad from a pass defense standpoint, and they give you so many opportunities to score, and he just wasn't able to take advantage of any of it. He's just not good. And you're going to have another opportunity, and we'll see if he continues to go down that road.
But I think that's why what Kevin said yesterday is so important. Because Kevin cannot, under any circumstance, admit defeat on a third-round pick that he drafted. The first guy he's really, I feel like, been in total control of bringing here. You can't admit defeat after four or five games.
I know. I'm just surprised he said the obvious out loud.
Well, no. But
He just typically doesn't.
But you can talk about quarterback development. You can say, we think right now, maybe we put him in a little too early. We sped him up. So we think pulling him away is going to allow him to slow down, and then when the opportunity presents itself down the line, then we can go ahead. And we think he'll have success the next time around.
I get it, but Stefanski always reminds me of how I think about Coach Riz when we talk quarterbacks. I've told you forever, Coach Riz is just the most optimistic around quarterbacks as you can possibly find. That's usually Stefanski, too. Stefanski typically doesn't say anything bad about a quarterback at all. And I imagine behind closed doors he says a lot of things that are maybe negative, but he never says it publicly. He just doesn't trash these guys. It's been years since I've heard him say something even close to what he maybe even stumbled into saying last night, but it's just so obvious you can't run from it. And so this was different. This is very different for Stefanski.
So we do have TB12 Forever says, Nick, you know darn well, I inserted something there, darn well the Browns have no wide receivers and they're playing like an expansion team too. Yeah, but I think the problem is when you're stuck in a catch-22 of your receivers aren't very good. And by the way, they do have actually good receivers. His name's Harold Fannin Jr., and it's David Njoku.
Oh, by the way, the Patriots absolutely suck against tight ends. There's a reason why Fannin was able to be involved as much as he can.
So, but like, you do have guys who are at least NFL caliber play. I don't know about Isaiah Bond, but I do think, like,
Jerry Jeudy had 1,000 yards last season.
Jerry Jeudy was, Jamari Thrash. So, like, I can't replace all five pass catchers in this scenario. I can start to think about replacing the quarterback. 216-474-0092. So you heard from Kevin Stefanski there. Is Dylan Gabriel letting Kevin Stefanski down? We'll have more on this. Buddy, Browns win, you might actually want to celebrate today in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Be in a movie called Wookiee of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
All right,
yeah.
Travis Hunter's rookie season.
Back to the dad jokes.
Has hit a speed bump as the Jags announced today. He has a knee injury. He will go on the IR. Hunter has 298 receiving yards so far this season with a touchdown on offense, and he's got 15 tackles and 3 passes defended on defense. Can we take a victory lap on the Browns trading down from 2-5?
I think we could already take the victory lap before we even had this injury. I think that was an okay thing to do before this injury even took place. But it doesn't mean Travis Hunter is all of a sudden, like his career is dead and buried either.
No, but he was the unicorn. Like, the whole point of Travis Hunter is he was going to make an immediate impact on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
And he's been fine.
He's been fine. They haven't done him right in any way either. They didn't know what direction they wanted to take him. They were using him as a wide receiver more than they were using him as a corner more. They were very confusing with him to begin with anyway.
Yeah, and they haven't been consistent with him.
Not
like
at all.
Like, it started out more on defense, then moved, and then like every week feels like a moving target. I still think the kid can be a good NFL player. I think the problem with taking him at 2 is if you take him at 2 and he only plays on one side of the ball, I didn't see special. I saw good.
Yeah.
I saw really good, but the number 2 pick, the whole point of him was he's going to be an incredible player on both sides of the ball. Meanwhile, I've got Mason Graham, Quinshon Judkins, Dylan Sampson, and the Jags first rounder next year.
Yeah.
Those are already 3 really strong players.
No, the Browns won that trade regardless of whatever happens to Travis Hunter. If Travis Hunter ended up being a generational player, the Browns still would have won that trade, in my opinion. We'll see how it plays out, but I think they still would have had that. All right.
Omaha!
Ravens, are they back in the driver's seat after an absolute stomp down of the Dolphins last night?
They're not back in the driver's seat, but they are back. Like, now they just have to make up the ground that they've lost with a slow start. But that was what I think everyone should have expected. They just kicked. It wasn't even close.
We talked yesterday about falling asleep in the third quarter. I actually made it to the end of the
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The game, but I constantly kept wondering, what am I doing here?
It was 14-6 at halftime, and I went to bed because I was like, well, this game's over. And so this morning, I watched the second half.
That was a waste of time.
It really was.
At least you saw the paper bags coming out. That was fun around the fourth quarter or so. They had all the Dolphins fans, a row of Dolphins fans with the paper bags on their head.
I just like that it's clear Dolphins fans want 2 things. They want McDaniel gone, and
they got Greer gone.
And they want Tua gone.
Yeah.
And Stephen Ross was like, I'll fire the GM.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Now, okay, to be fair, though, the GM, she should have been fired. I mean,
like, oh, no, he should have been.
Chris Greer, he'd been in that role for 10 years. We always talk about how Andrew Berry and Stefanski had been in their role, and they got the one playoff win. He'd been in his role for 10 years, zero playoff wins.
That and is three head coaches.
Inexcusable to be able to last in that organization as long as he did.
Like, I think, so this is a standard. This doesn't mean that it is uniform across everybody, but I think for a head coach to say he got a fair chance, you got to give every head coach at least 4 years, right? Again, some coaches deserve to be fired after year one.
Sure.
But I've always thought 4 years is like the sweet spot for head coaches.
That might even be a year too long for me. I like three, but either way, it's some time, yes.
To me, with GMs, it's really about two head coaches. So basically 8 years. If you get through two head coaches and you haven't found the right head coach, the right quarterback, and you haven't won a playoff game, hit the bricks.
I don't even need 8 years for that, though. I really don't. Like, again, a very generous amount of time for Chris Greer.
Omaha! I'm a generous man. Well, since we're talking about this, and we talked about Chris Greer getting fired,
yeah.
I did look up the numbers. If the Dolphins were going to try and trade Tua Tagovailoa,
yeah.
He would carry, in 2026, at the start of the new league year, he'd carry a $45 million dead cap number for 2026 and a $36 million dead cap number in 2027.
It's a big number.
If they managed to wait until post-June 1,
yeah.
It would be the most manageable thing in the world. They probably can't. It'd be like $13 million a year for the next 4 years. However, I actually think $45 million a year is manageable if you wait until March 1st. I honestly think they should consider moving on from him
because
I don't think
fans are done with him. But it's also 2 years, though, then. It's 45 and then it's 35, you said?
Yes.
I mean, that's your highest paid player for back-to-back seasons. You can do anything. Let's not pretend like you can't do it. You can do anything. It's just where you're at in your organization.
And here's why I think they should do it. It's not about, like, I think you could have another head coach come in and maybe you get back to the guy that threw for 4,000 yards and I think 29 touchdowns. 3 years ago, the first year with McDaniel. I think you can go back. I don't think you can go back, though, with Tua in that locker room. I think he's lost that locker room,
That's fair.
I think you're watching it. I mean, was it Malik Washington that just broke off the route at the end of the second? Like, just stopped running.
I also wonder, too, like, what head coach are you really going to get if the best they can offer you is Tua?
Yeah. Well, and think about
it. No, it's not enticing to anybody.
Think about it. They've Brian Flores, tough-ass coach, hated Tua.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel, who's like I'm the cool offensive, wunderkind. I think it's fair to say he's not enjoying Tua either. Like, what other coach can you go to? Is there like old man coach? Is Pete Carroll gonna go to Bill Belichick would ruin him. Oh my God.
One name I heard floated around earlier today that I think you'll find interesting.
We call that a floater.
Lane Kiffin.
No, why is Lane Kiffin getting
his name
every...
being floated around for the Dolphins job?
Why is every...
like... Well, and so there's a couple things there. One, obviously, because he's coached against Tua. There's the SEC thing that was attached to all that. He likes the same reason why he's attached to Florida, the school. It's the same reason why he'd be attached to Miami. He likes the warm weather guy, likes the South, everything associated with that. Like, there was a few people connecting the Lane Kiffin dots as if, like, now's the time to put him up in the NFL again.
I know Barberton's head coach just resigned. Should we connect Lane Kiffin to that job as well?
If you want to.
I feel like every job available.
Might be a step down for Lane Kiffin, but I don't know.
I know Mike Brown's struggling with the Knicks. Is Lane Kiffin going to fix the Knicks as well?
Hey, wait. Lane Kiffin was up for all sorts of college jobs. It's the first pro job that people have linked him to now, and Lane doesn't get brought up in these conversations often. You do wonder if he'd bite.
I mean, I think if there's enough money in it, I think Lane would bite. Come on. I don't think it matters the job. LSU, Florida, Miami. You offer that sucker $15 million a year, Joey Freshwater rides again. Omaha!
All right, you mentioned LSU. LSU and AD Scott Woodward expected to separate in the near future, according to sources. The move comes in the wake of the governor, Jeff Landry, the criticism that he had of Woodward and declaring he wouldn't make the hire in the football coaching search. So you mentioned getting rid of pieces at LSU to maybe clear up a way for Lane Kiffin. That seems like the first domino for that one to fall.
You want to hear the hottest take?
It better be spicy. Don't give me some soft-ass take here on a fire.
All right. I think they should reinstate Brian Kelly.
All right, you're right. That's a hot take. It's also what we call a stupid take, but I'll let you explain.
Whoa. We don't take shame on that. We don't kink shame. We don't take shame.
Sometimes we do.
You're right. We actually do both
sometimes
those
we
things.
Do.
Now, I strike that from the record. No, I don't think you're going to get a better head coach than Brian Kelly.
Talk me over to the good side. You just know it's personal with me and Brian Kelly. I don't like the guy. Don't like the guy.
It's
never
just
have.
Two Catholic guys.
I root for him to fail.
It's just two Catholic
in
guys.
In life, I root
what
for
would,
Brian Kelly
what would,
to fail.
What would Granny Pat say?
Mama Pat.
Right?
Mama Pat.
And she's gently caressing your hair at 75.
She never caressed my hair.
It sounds like she did. And she's just kind of scratching your back and telling you what a great pope you'll make one day.
She never said pope.
If
she
you
never
said,
actually even gave me any sort of like diocese control or anything either. She always just said flat out, you'll be a priest one day.
Yeah, okay.
Never even made me like a bishop.
When
or anything
she was
cool.
trying to guide you in many ways, but certainly towards the priesthood.
Some could argue, did she not believe in me enough?
Maybe she was just allowing you to dream a little bit. However,
I would say dream bigger.
When she was grooming you, do you think that she would be okay if you had just been like, you know what, Brian Kelly, fellow Catholic, not in the business with him? No. She'd be like, we Catholics don't turn our backs on each other for nothing.
That's where you have Catholicism wrong. We love to turn on other Catholics. That's our favorite pastime.
Apparently, you've forgotten what Mama Pat thinks.
Omaha!
Real shame.
Bless her heart.
She believed in you. She sure did. Game 6 of the World Series tonight in Toronto for the Jays and Dodgers. Yamamoto versus Gossman. How important is this game? Or how important is it that Toronto closes it out at home?
Okay. Listen, Game 6s are always a great spot in World Series history. I can make an argument Game 6s are more impactful throughout time than Game 7s. You remember Joe Carter's Game 6, obviously, because Toronto is being talked about ad nauseum in this series and what happened in Game 6 with Joe Carter. But it's Puckett, it's Winfield, all the great memorable Game 6s in World Series history. This could be another one for him. But I do think the Carter link makes it extra special if Toronto is able to have some sort of walk-off home run by Vladdy or something like that, and you have 32 years later another memorable Game 6 for the ages.
If you lose this one, you're losing the series. It's that simple.
Typically, that's how people look at these type of things. And you know what? If we go back into the 2016 time capsule, what happened in Game 6 between the Cubs and the Indians? Cubs spanked the Indians, and then obviously Game 7 went the way that it did. Like there is, I don't believe in momentum in a truest sense of the word with sports, but Game 6s do matter a ton, tilting it back to a Game 7.
How long was, Mama Pat?
Mama Pat,
in 2016?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I guess she would have been in her 80s.
Mm.
She died a couple years ago at 95 or so.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah. Was I there when she died?
No.
No, and oddly enough, actually, they sent me a Zoom link to her services.
Uh-huh.
I missed it that day.
She leave. Oh wow!
Everyone
after
else in my family. Everyone else.
Everything
I know
she did for you.
I know she really did do a lot
after
for me
the
in
way
life.
She
well, not
groomed
that much.
You for years.
Not that much, obviously. And the only belief that she didn't even make me a bishop. She's like, you're gonna be a priest one day.
Did she leave you anything in the will?
No.
Wow.
No. Did she leave me anything in the will?
You're, I didn't know.
You got the wrong relationship with me and Mama Pat here.
I don't think I do.
Did
she seems like she
something.
Used you up, fella. More on the unicorn, Travis Hunter, and a Dodge Bullet for the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.